This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America, it is only me, and this is only Gun Owners News Hour. I am your host, Bill Frady. This is, and as of this moment, they're voting on Kavanaugh, or they're talking some more. Politicians love to talk. I think they like to talk to hear themselves talk, because if you'll notice, whenever somebody else is talking, all the rest of them don't look very interested in what they got to say. So, they're talking about that right now. So we will see where that goes. And we'll talk about that next week when we have something new to talk about, besides all the outrage and all the other, the circus that the Senate has become. Let's instead go from D.C. to Bellevue, Washington. There, you have a bunch of state and national level gun rights organizations that are trying to link up and put a unified face on opposition to a very sweeping Washington state gun control initiative that would strip young adults of their Second Amendment rights while creating a registry of gun owners, mandating a 10-day waiting period, and signing away medical history privacy rights just to purchase a gun. Now, here's the thing about, and, you know, we let 18-year-olds serve in the military. And, you know, like an 18-year-old that goes into the Army, when they go into the Army, who knows what they were. But by the time, 8 weeks later, they have a skill set enough to where if they have the right tools, they can take out a tank. They can shoot down a plane. So they're handling weapons. Very rarely do you hear about a rampage killer going off in the military. And most of the time when you do, it seems like it happens at Fort Hood. The 10-day waiting period. We saw that in California with Elliot Rogers. Elliot Rogers bought 3 handguns for his rampage that he went on in 2014. And he had a 10-day waiting period for each one of his 3 purchases. So he would buy the gun, then wait for 10 days. Then he had to wait for 30 days to buy another gun. So he spent 120 days buying guns till it was ready to go. Plus, this doesn't have a magazine capacity issue in it with Washington State. But he also had 41 10-round magazines for his, you know. And the medical history privacy rights, that's why we have Obamacare, I guess. That was the thing about Obamacare that everybody was looking at. So, the NRA has joined with the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and the Washington Arms Collectors. They're all united in their growing grassroots effort to defeat Initiative 1639, which is a 30-page maze of, you know, the shopping list that they're always going after, which the new one now is you got to be 21 to buy a gun. You know, you have to be 21 to buy a handgun already. And I think the thought process when this was being put together was that, you know, handguns are concealable. So you need to, I guess, be a little more of an adult before you can get a shotgun. You know, you can get a shotgun as a 18 to 20-year-old, but when you're 21, you can get a handgun. So, you know, I don't understand the logic. There's none there for me. 12-gauge shotgun is launching, what, 8 36 caliber projectiles down for its festive trip downrange? Now, they've already challenged the initiative's validity in separate court legal actions, winning initially in Thurston County Superior Court, and that ruling was reversed by the state Supreme Court. And Alan Gottlieb got out there and said, we all recognize that I-1639 is a hodgepodge of gun control schemes, and we're united in the effort to prevent it from passing and turning law-abiding citizens into criminals. Gun prohibition lobbying groups based in New York and Seattle are using Washington State as a test tube for their insidious gun control crusade. We're going to stop this nonsense before it spreads like a cancer to other states. Chris Cox said the 6 million members of the NRA enthusiastically welcomed the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms and the Washington Arms Collectors to this fight. Washington gun owners deserve a coalition dedicated to defending their freedoms, and the NRA is ready to lead the charge. Bill Burris of the Washington Arms Collectors, he said they're joining the NRA and the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, and many others who recognize that I-1639 has no public safety value. And Mr. Burris nails it there. Gun control never contributes to public safety. Gun control is meant to keep criminals from getting guns. Gun control keeps people that are buying guns through legal means from getting guns. Or it makes it a swamp, if you will, when buying guns. Gun control stops no crime. Never, ever. Show me one. Tell me one. Gun control is a unicorn. It's Chet the unicorn. Now, every penny contributed by Washington State gun owners to the campaign is going to be spent on this particular initiative. And you got a bunch of big money people coming in from out of state. And they've already raised $4.3 million just to get the measure on the November ballot. Which this sounds a lot like Bloomberg, Soros, and maybe Allen and a few other people. Now, why is it so important for them, I have to ask, to have gun control in Washington State? Is Alan Gottlieb right about this? It is a test tube. You know, they had, they've already had one initiative, and I can't remember which one it was, that has proven in a lot of cases to be unenforceable. And that's the thing about gun control, and especially the things they add to the caveats of background checks. Nobody prosecutes background checks. You would think, or at least I would think, if I'm going into a place and I'm trying to buy a gun and I am a prohibited person, and it comes back that I am a prohibited person, haven't I just committed a crime by trying to obtain a gun? And yet nobody ever gets prosecuted for that. Or I mean, I it's in the teens, 10, 12, 13, per year. Although they will tout the 2 million turndowns they've had, which I think 97% were false negatives. And then by the time they whittle down the remaining few that are left, they go out there and they prosecute 9, 20, whatever the stupid number is. What needs to happen? And this is the dilemma facing gun owners. Gun owners are very passionate about the cause. The people who don't own guns don't know. So when they get out there and they hear, well, this is to, you know, enhance safety and stop crime and save children, they're going to take that at face value because they're not engaged. And that's the problem that they face. Although, one thing that we have seen in the past, whenever big money does come in, that's not necessarily a slam dunk. If you have an engaged electorate, look at Colorado, look at Virginia. A lot of money dumped in those places to try to keep things from happening, and they still happen due to the grassroots effort. And if Washington State's grassroots effort goes as hard as the rest of these, then it should have the same sort of outcome. We will see. We'll see. But, yeah, this has to be headed off at the pass, without a doubt. And if it isn't, then, this is just... In Washington State, they're already passing things and making it harder and harder and harder. Seattle, they've got a little tax where they drove all of the gun shops out of Seattle. And I'm sure they're thinking, well, we could do this across the state, but nah, that's not going to work out too well. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Values, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gussie jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've got the busy throat. I'm sorry about that. I've got the busy throat. I do not like to go ad hominem on some people, but some people just invite it. And every time I see Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, the first thing I'm thinking is he should be a Dick Tracy character. Do they have one named Sourpuss? I don't know. Every time I see him, he just looks so angry, which there's nothing wrong with being angry. But, you know, what are you angry at, pal? You're a governor. Why are you angry? I don't get it.
I just don't get it.
Anyway, right now Cuomo, because for some reason the NRA does all of their business in New York, he has decided he's going to crack down on the NRA and similar groups, and they've got their first big legal test coming on with a federal judge expected to decide whether to allow a challenge to go forward. Now, the NRA has brought suit against New York, and Cuomo's administration is asking Judge Thomas McEvoy of the U.S. Northern District of New York to throw out a First Amendment lawsuit by the NRA that claims the policy of restricting financial activity with program organizations amounts to viewpoint discrimination.
Duh.
The judge heard arguments on the motion to dismiss on September the 10th, but the decision, whatever it may be, will have a far-reaching ramification for free speech and gun rights, the limits of financial regulation, and possibly even the 2020 presidential contest, because Cuomo wants to be El Presidente. This case has prompted a really unusual alliance. The leftist American Civil Liberties Union, despite all of its support for gun control, has filed a friend of the court brief in defense of the free speech rights of the NRA. Now, earlier this month, and I don't know that I would be running around bragging about this if it was me, but Cuomo defeated actress Cynthia Nixon, you know, of Sex and the City, in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. And he will likely coast a re-election to a third term in November. Though he said he won't run for president, he's widely seen as a potential contender for the 2020 Democratic nomination. And going after one of the left's most revived organizations could only help in that pursuit, at least in the Democratic side anyway. The Democrats have pretty much toasted themselves with heavy cheese over this whole Kavanaugh thing. That's a story for another day. But the case is more important than anyone's political aspirations, according to William Brewer, who is the lawyer for the NRA in the case. He said, this is giving the power to a state to discriminate against entities based on viewpoint. If the script were flipped, and this is 100% valid, this statement, and a conservative governor of Kansas was very pro-life, his administration could target Planned Parenthood's financial activity. Or if it's another governor, the administration could target the finances of Friends of the Earth or the Sierra Club. That is called flipping the script. Now, whenever the Republicans actually do that, which they do that sometimes, McConnell's getting really good at it. Grassley understands it needs to be done. And even my senior senator, Lindsey Graham, lost his mind yesterday. I hope all of these guys are woke up now. Flipping the script. If it's like when, especially when you've got a bunch of Democrats in front of you. Have you ever seen that movie Scanners, where in the opening of the movie, Michael Ironside makes the other scanner's head just pop? That's what it's like when you flip the script on Democrats. Not all Democrats. I know some of you out there are old school Democrats, and you guys I respect. These leftists that want to control everything about my life, that's a different story. But what they're doing in New York is they are encouraging insurance companies and banks and other financial services companies licensed in New York to review whether business interactions with the NRA and other similar organizations would pose reputational risk. I don't know why that would pop up now. You know, they've been around since just after the Civil War, so I don't know why that would be a consideration now. It's just what this is. Gun control is not very imaginative. We keep hearing the same thing. If we only had assault weapon bans. If we only had universal background checks. If we only had, you know, they have primarily about four main points they're always wanting to have, and it never changes. And even when they had it, when they had an assault weapons ban, and when background, you know, background checks didn't exist prior to 1994. When I was a kid, the AR-15 was old technology, and we never had rampage killings with handguns or rifles or shotguns. The only weapon I ever saw brought to school was a Ginsu knife, and I'm not even sure it was a Ginsu. It might have been a steak knife. And that was over with about as quick as it started. Never saw weapons like that. We had weapons in the cars. hanging in the cars in plain sight when I was a kid in high school. So, you know, I don't know what's changed. Well, I have a theory about that, but that's a wide open theory. Cuomo said when all of this was happening, New York may have the strongest gun laws in the country, but we must push further to ensure that gun safety is a top priority for every individual, company, and organization that does business across the state. How about you let the businesses figure that out, sir? How about you do that? New York Financial Services Superintendent Maria T. Vulo said the agency urges all insurance companies and banks doing business in New York to join the companies that have already discontinued their arrangements with NRA. In May, the department hit Lockton Affinity with a $7 million fine and Chubb Limited with a $1.3 million fine for their involvement with the NRA carry guard insurance for gun owners that use a firearm in self-defense but face civil or criminal liability expenses. Both companies dropped the NRA. And now the NRA contends it has trouble getting corporate insurance because companies fear state investigation, while banks have declined to provide financial services for the organization. Cuomo also urged fellow governors in an August letter to ban CarryGuard because the NRA's insurance policy is providing illegal insurance coverage to gun owners for intentional criminal conduct, which is a big old ball of lies. I have dealt with many companies that sell this particular product. I've been sponsored by three of them. This is only this kind of coverage, this kind of legal service is only available to you if you have operated within letter of the law. It is not available to somebody that got out there and just said, you know, if the first thing that comes up, if it's like, how did you shoot him? Well, he came up there and said something mean to me and I had to chase him for three blocks, but then I finally got him and I shot him in the back. CarryGuard's not stepping up to defend that guy. He's committed murder. You have to have been in a lawful action. In the motion to dismiss, New York Attorney General Barbara Underwood argued both the guidance letters and the press releases are classic government speech. They're expressing the government's position in the public gun control debate, which is entirely permissible. But Cuomo may have undermined Underwood's argument that when he gleefully tweeted in August, if the NRA goes bankrupt because of the state of New York, they'll be in my thoughts and prayers. I'll see you in court. Okay. We'll see you in 2020. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and I am your host, Bill Frady. This next little ditty that I'm going to throw at you is primarily because it happened right in the backyard of a big cluster of affiliates for this show, WYPV, WJML, WHAK, WWMN, WJNL, all of you guys up in Michigan. This happened in the middle of your backyard the other day, and I thought you guys might get a little kick out of it. Because Michael Moore is a son of Michigan. And it looks like the good times may be over for the guy. We get this out of Variety. The films of Michael Moore have been faltering at the box office for several years now. This weekend, though, the lackluster performance of his latest truth-to-power opus, Fahrenheit 11/9, was notably dramatic, if not downright stark. Now, 10 years ago, he made $100 million from his Fahrenheit 9/11. Today, he's making only a tenth of that for his same old left-wing tropism. And what it basically boils down to is guns are bad, and capitalism is bad, and Republicans are bad, and I'm going to make another movie about this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. And apparently, this not saying nothing new even wears thin with the lefties. So even they are abandoning him. But in Traverse City, Michigan, late last summer, he put on a failed film festival. And he stiffed the locals in Traverse. He was criticized for failing to pay the tradesmen, and then he insulted them for their hard work. And even the lefty press, like the Daily Beast, were disgusted by his behavior. His his failing film ventures raised the possibility that it wasn't just pure meanness, let alone his questionable claim of poor service that's driving this. He's probably running out of money. Neither his film festival in Traverse nor his actual films are generating any success. And the lefties have gotten tired of him. And even they want to be entertained with something new, but Moore is offering the same old stuff. Variety's Owen Gleiberman argued, "Yet, let's be brutally honest, since the Michael Moore I know would insist on nothing less. When a documentary filmmaker for most of three decades has been defined by his ability to stir up national political debate and even drive it to present himself as that all-too-rare thing in American life, an uncompromising mainstream muckraker, it's meaningful when his popularity and influence begin to erode. It means that even if he hasn't changed, his relationship with the public has." Now, Gleiberman notices a bunch of good technical reasons, like the internet, the nonstop news cycle, and the aging of his audience. But the sum reason of this is that Moore hasn't said or done anything new. And his latest documentaries are unstructured mishmashes, not focused pieces dealing with a single issue that the press isn't touching what he's talking about. And the problem is, and this is the problem for the left at large, with the American public, he's offering up the same old, and increasingly, he's upping his ideological doses he throws in with it. His work has long ceased to be about arcane parts of Americana that the coastal audiences didn't really know anything about, like the auto industry. And now it's just, you know, a soapbox for him to get his big butt up on the left wing, yelling soapbox, and start bellowing and caterwauling in front of people. And lefties get that just by going to their breakfast tables or bar stools. So this is nothing new. They can get that right there at home, and they don't have to pay to get in. And this is why his audience is fleeing. He's gotten boring because he stopped listening to anything but the voices in his own gigantosaurus head. A successful person in show business is always surrounded by a lot of flatterers and yes men who tell him only things, and you know, whoever you are, tell you only things that you want to hear. The Variety writer suggests that maybe Moore needs to get out for a while and seriously visit Trump country and talk to Trump voters, given that he correctly called the election. And he might listen and put together something credible about why Trump matters. And, you know, basically do a real documentary and, you know, use a little journalism to put it together, which is supposedly his speciality, the thing that made him famous in the first place. Selena Zito has already snagged most of the material on that, but there is no reason why he couldn't try, and it's unlikely that he will, because that might involve enraging lefties, given that they love living in their coastal bubble and writing off half the country as the dregs and the deplorables. It leaves Moore with a dilemma. I could make money, or I could make more failed left-wing movies. And it really truly is up to him, because after all, he's the maestro. He's the maestro on that. And maybe he should talk to Dinesh D'Souza. Now, as for the rest of us, and I think Moore may be getting dragged along the political sled of the left, because the left loves a loser. They have recently decided that they're going to keep Pelosi if they win the House back. Schumer, who was not supposed to be the minority leader, supposed to be Dick Durbin, but he was the anointed one. Harry Reid decided that he should get that. So they didn't even play by their own rules. Under Harry Reid, remember, he was making up positions to make sure all of his favorites, like South Carolina Senator... Or representative, I'm sorry, South Carolina Representative James Clyburn. He got a made-for-him position, deputy House Minority Leader, deputy House Whip or something, I don't know, which doesn't exist. It was like It was like Obama's office of the president-elect didn't exist. Watching what we just saw with Kavanaugh and all the lies that were spread about the guy, and it never had anything to do with Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh is a cutout. He's just a man occupying space. But the space he's occupying is going to be on the Supreme Court, which is going to change a lot of things because they know that he's going to read the Second Amendment the way it's supposed to be read. And in order for them to go forward, they got to have somebody like Ruth Bader Ginsburg falling in place. Because they want to see you disarmed. Nothing else goes forward without us being disarmed. Because in the interim, as long as we are armed, if they were to push something so hard that it became bad, if we had a Charlie Gard here, just look at the Bundy Ranch. See how that would work out. I mean, the math is remarkably simple, and they know that. And for the leftists, it's also somewhat. It's almost conceptual to them when they see that happen. And they're sort of like, I don't understand how this can be. I mean, we said there was going to be a law, and they're just not listening. We made a law. And it just boils down to the fact that we're just getting sick of the lies. The normal people, the deplorables, are getting sick of the lies. We like Trump. We like what he's doing to the country. We like being able to, you know, be responsible for ourselves. We like being reliant upon ourselves. We don't need Big Brother government telling us what to do, when to do it, and how much money we keep after we busted it all week long. We don't need any of that. And that's what they want. That's what they want for you. That's what they want for me. And they can't get us there. They can't drag us across that holiest of finish lines unless they disarm us. And when Kavanaugh gets in, that's just not going to happen. When Kavanaugh makes the Supreme Court, which they're working on that now, most of the people that are in office right now today on both sides will be dead before he's out of office, before he loses his appointment. So we'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time I am. That sort of sounds like Yoda, doesn't it? Back at you, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. And I'm your host, Get Bill Frady. When I was in the military, I didn't get out there and say, I'm going to protect the leftists and the right wing and the black people and the gay people and the female people and the male people and the Armenian people. I didn't get out there and have a bunch of subgroups. I just pledged allegiance to the flag and swore to uphold the Constitution. And anybody standing in the United States during that time, I took it upon myself to defend you if it came down to it. And then I went out and I did it, and I did it for 7 years, and then when my time was done, and I was done, I felt like I was done, I left. I gave the nation my youth so that you didn't have to. And you don't have to thank me for my service. I volunteered, loved every minute of it, loved the guys I worked with, and I keep up with as many of them as I can find, and, you know, it's all good. On the other hand, anytime something happens, I get painted with a very broad brush. I get painted because I'm white, which I didn't have a whole lot to do with that. I get painted because I'm a male. Same answer. I didn't have anything to do with that. Then I get painted because I'm a Republican. Well, I got everything to do with that, and that's because as wishy-washy squishes as they are, the Republicans are closer to my philosophical outlook on the way the country should run than the left. Conservative. Well, that's now we're getting into the old hate-mongering thing, and especially the gun owner part where I'm a child killer. So I get painted with a very broad brush all the time. And I don't like it. And I get told that if I do that, that's called profiling. Which, profiling, like, it happens every day. If the police are looking for somebody, they don't, if it's a Caucasian, they say it's a Caucasian. If they're Hispanic, they say they're Hispanic. If they're black, they say they're black. They do that because they have to get the right person. They can't go out there and just make a bunch of a bunch of bad moves. Now, G.K. Chesterton wrote that people are quick to promote changes without thinking about the consequences of those changes. Now, I've meandered through all of this to bring you to this latest thing. It's not the latest thing. It's been going on for a few years now, a couple of years. The kneelers of the NFL. Ostensibly protesting widespread police brutality against black people. Even though police shoot more white people than they do black people. And that's just because there's more white people than there are black people in the United States today. Do you understand what this protest means? The way this protest is structured, it means it's never going to go away. Because they have no way of ever showing that their perceived injustice has ever been rectified. The unanticipated consequence of this is that they're going to be protesting forevermore. The kneelers fail in two ways. Well, actually in three. Their initial premise is false, and their chosen vehicle for change cannot withstand even a basic critical look. Now, a whole lot has been written about the initial premise and the kneelers and their supporters, which now include the business school elite Nike execs. They clearly choose to ignore it because to address it in any honest manner would be too difficult. They are too, well, I won't say too, they're just simply incapable at this point in their education of building a logical sequence of thought to make a convincing argument for their side. Or they are capable of that, and yet they realize that all the facts necessary for this argument point against them. But let's go to the second failure mode of today's protesters. Their vehicle for change cannot withstand scrutiny. They're not going to stand for the national anthem. They will not stand and express pride in their country until it's completely free of their perception of police hostility toward black people, black Americans, completely. And that is impossible. There is no way to ever prove that happens or happened. And thus, they're going to spend the rest of their lives on their knees. Let's, for a moment, just for the sake of argument, let's say that they're capable of convincing the rest of the country to agree that all their cops are racists. Have that viewpoint, such that all of us take a knee when we hear the first bars of our anthem, and an entire country ashamed of itself. Step one is accomplished. But now let's look at the consequence of this idea. They're now stuck with the burden of removing and then proving they've removed every single officer with any hint of anti-black sentiment. The number is small right now, but they're somehow able to convince themselves that even that small number represents a pervasive problem. Thus, they need to get it to zero, eliminate every single one. Only then could a police-on-black shooting be met with the response of, well, if it's not a racist cop, so it may have been justified, instead of the standard community protest or reflex riot. Which recently I saw a Caucasian guy who decided to shoplift a gallon of milk, and he got into a gunfight over the gallon of milk, and he was shot and killed by the cops after he shot their police car multiple times. No protests, no riots. So, I guess only then, after they're convinced that everything's been removed, will these self-appointed gods give us permission to stand again. Yet, how can we expect these people to get us to that impossible point of absolute thought purity in our police force? These are the same people of all races who immediately designate every single police-on-black shooting as proof of racism. And the rest of the country is able to see the obvious racism in that stance. The rest of the country recognizes the irrationality of we are the arbiters of and can prove we've eliminated all racism. The rest of the country recognizes the impossibility of having a meaningful discussion with people who thrive only on emotion because they can't put together a realistic goal or a robust plan or even a fact-based argument. The rest of the country understands that the path of these kneelers, built by their daily free choice to assume the worst in others, is a dead end of anger and bitterness. And the rest of the country will stand and sing with pride in our nation and quietly say a quick prayer for the kneelers that they might take a serious introspective look, find a change of heart, see the good in others, and appreciate the gift they've been handed. in other countries, which the Kneelers probably never have considered, but in other countries, on a regular basis, athletes are murdered. They may be murdered just for not playing well. Maybe they're murdered because they're speaking out. I mean, world-class athletes in their respective sports in various countries, especially in Latin America. In the Middle East, you dare not get out of line over there. If you do anything that they consider blasphemous, go look and see what they'll do to you. Especially if you're an athlete, what they'll do to your legs. I mean, it is absolutely barbaric what they will do, and I'm not going to go into it here. Here in the United States, we have our flaws because we are full of humans. And the fragility that is the human condition, that's just a reality that we have to face. And yeah, there are bad people that have bad ideas and everything else. Although, that's just based upon ignorance. It's not bad to be ignorant. It means that you could be shown something and be less ignorant. But this idea that you're going to... This is the never-ending protest. It's never going to end. Years from now, it will still be going on. When we are to the point now where we're having our iPhones installed into our eyes, this will still be going on. Because the nature of man has not changed that much, and it's not likely to change that much. No matter how technologically advanced we may get. And they'll still be kneeling. And I'll be still scratching my head and being sort of sad for them, because they're all young men. Being young is a Polaroid snapshot in time. It seems like it's going to last forever, and then one day you wake up and you're in your 40s, and you're wondering where all that went, all that wasted time. Don't waste your time. We will be back next week. Everybody stay safe. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.